up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
I'm Brian Holst with this weekend news update for KX at 1 Laguna. Candidates running for the Laguna Beach Unified School District Board voiced a wide spectrum of positions this week at the only official public forum prior to the November 4th election. Of the four candidates vying for three vacancies, there was a clear split over new teaching curriculum called the Common Core State Standards. Dee Perry and Annette Gibson questioned, quote-unquote, imposing the standards, while incumbent Ketta Brown and challenger Carol Normandine embrace the new state-mandated standards, which require computer-based programs for keeping up with technology. Because the Laguna District is mostly self-financed through local property taxes, Gibson proposes that LBUSD refuse adopting the statewide curriculum in part or total. She suggested that the district act independently, continuing its own curriculum. She says, quote, change for the better is how we put kids first. Fear of fire meant law enforcement stepped up patrolling in Alta Laguna Park in the Top of the World neighborhood park this summer. Police learned Yelp reviews boosted the area's reputation as a nighttime hangout. As a result, more than 100 smokers, all from out of town, got nailed with $1,000 smoking fines. Police also handed out 178 other citations, some for criminal offenses, and made 50 arrests. Not one of the smoking violators had paid up until last week, when a plan to pursue the fines was added to the city council agenda. To force the scofflaws to pay their fines, the council agreed to hire a collection company and change the smoking violation to a three-tiered fine costing $250 for the first offense, $500 for the second, and $1,000 for the third. Rebuilding of the Festival of Arts facade on Laguna Canyon starts on Monday with a demolition ceremony. But architect Jay Bauer of Newport Beach has already picked up an award of merit in the unbuilt category for the project by the Orange County chapter of the American Institute of Architects. In August, the $3.5 million project got the go-ahead from the City Council. Besides the facade, the self-financed project by the Festival of Arts will reorient its entrance, add a canopy, pedestrian promenade, seating, and landscaping. At the time of the project's approval, some residents voiced gripes about the planned removal of parking spaces immediately outside the grounds. Jim Walker and Louis Feinstein, owners of the Bungalow Restaurant in Corona Del Mar, will now be tending bar in Laguna Beach as well. They are the new owners of the House of Big Fish and Ice Cold Beer, which was set to close this month. They plan to rename the popular restaurant Big Fish Tavern effective November 1st. Previous owner Casa Resorts Incorporated operates the Marine Room Tavern and Casa del Camino Hotel in Laguna Beach, but plan to close Big Fish as part of a reorganization. And that's the news for this weekend for Laguna Beach at KX1 Laguna.